The following shiur has been presented by Rabbi Menachem Genek, Rabbinic Administrator at the Orthodox Union, and has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center.
The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Yud Amud Beis, tells us the Ibur HaChodesh B'Shlosha. And then the Gemara quotes a Braisa, Amar Abaye Tani Kiddush HaChodesh, Tanya Nami Hochi Kiddush HaChodesh V'Ibur HaShona B'Shlosha. Divrei Meir, that Kiddush HaChodesh, each month Beis Din would meet and interrogate the Edim. Edim would come and it would declare based on the Edim, the witnesses that saw the new month, that the new month is here, and they Mekadesh the new Chodesh. So Rashi comments on that, on Yud Amud Beis. Rashi says, and the Rashi's Divrei Masor Kiddush Lok Tani. So Rashi says the name of the tzorach gimel lekabel edus hachodesh mipi ha'edim v'loma mekudesh hachodesh, that we need three to sanctify the new month, to mekadesh the chodesh, and to accept the edus from the edim. So Rashi needs a little. We have to understand the Rashi, because offhand that you need three. That's a general universal halacha, that to mekabel edush, to accept edim, you need a beis din of three. And that's not a specific din in Kiddush HaChodesh. That's a halacha in general, Kabbalah says requires three. The way Rashi phrases it, when by Kiddush HaChodesh, it sounds that this is a halacha in Kiddush HaChodesh, that you need a beis din of three. Now, if you look in the Rambam, in Perek Aleph, from Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, halacha Zayin, the Rambam says, Mitzvahs aseh min haTorah al bezdin shiyachshavu v'yedu im yira hayareach o lo yira v'shiyidrashu es ha'edim ad shikachshu es ha'chodesh shenema asher tiku osam mikroi kodesh. That there's a mitzvah on bezdin to calculate when they expect the new moon to appear, to know whether it will or will not appear, and to interrogate the edim till they satisfy with the edus, and through that they will be mekadesh the chodesh. And the Rambam cites the pasuk, "Asher tikru osam mikroi chodesh." So the Rambam is included in this mitzvah on Beis Din to mekadesh the chodesh, also the mitzvah to be doimish the edim, to investigate and interrogate the edim, and that seems to be an integral part of the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, and from part of the Gzeiras HaKosev, "Asher tikru osam mikroi chodesh." And offhand, the halacha that you need drishas ha'edim by Kiddush HaChodesh is once again not a din mesuyim in Kiddush HaChodesh, not a specific halacha in Kiddush HaChodesh, but this is again a universal halacha in edus, that edus requires you have to interrogate the edim, you have to be doyish shachayke the edim. So it seems from here that the halacha of Kiddush of edim by Kiddush HaChodesh is not just a general halacha that we need witnesses for proof, to bring evidence to Beis Din. In this case, the evidence is about the appearance of the new moon. But this is a specific halacha in the Seder, in the process of Kiddush HaChodesh. And it would seem that the reason is, I would suggest, that Eidus of Kiddush HaChodesh is different than Eidus of Kol Torah Kula. Because by Kiddush of Kol Torah Kula, the purpose of the Eidus is simply to bring proof, to find out where the facts are. However, by Kiddush HaChodesh, the halach is that even if Beis Din paskins and declares the new month, it's Mekadesh the month, even based on false testimony of Atem Afim, Shogim Afim, Tomutoim Afim, Tomizidim, even if it was Edim Zomimim, and they were sanctified the month based on Edim, which was found to be perjured, lying Edim, and the Edim Zomimim, nonetheless, the Chodesh is Mekudosh. And this is based on the Gzeiras HaKosev, Atem, Afil Shogim, and so on, that the Maisa Kiddush is nonetheless effect, even if it was done mistakenly. And the Ramban quotes Yerushalmi, the Ramban Sefer Mitzvahs, that indeed Beis Din can lechatchila paskin and sanctify the month for months to come, even indeed for years to come, according to the Ramban for millennia to come, that the last Beis Din of Hillel Hasheni, the time of Rabbi Rava, according to the Ramban, sanctified all the future months based on the astronomical calculations of the Kiddush HaChodesh for all future years till Mashiach will come and reestablish Beis Din. So you see, you can have Kiddush HaChodesh even without Eidim, even if the Eidim were proven to be false. So you see that the halacha of Kiddush, of the Eidim of Kiddush HaChodesh is not the general halacha, the universal halacha we find Eidus all over, that its own, their role is simply to be proof. Here, irrespective of whether it's true, not true, or even if they didn't give true proof at all, Beis Din can be Kaddish the Chodesh, and the Kodesh is Mekudosh. So the halach is that Eidus is a different halach here by Kiddush HaChodesh. It's a specific halach in Eidus HaChodesh. The part of the Seder of Kiddush HaChodesh requires Eidim. And the Rambam says, in Perek Beis of Kiddush HaChodesh halacha Beis, Hiskinu shelo yikabru Beis Din Eidus HaChodesh ela me'edim shemakirim Beis Din osam shem ksherim v'shiu doshim v'chokim be'edus. That Beis Din instituted takana that they should only accept Eidus from qualified Eidim who they know, because there was a time historically where the Beis Din and others sent to try to fool the Beis Din false Eidim to undermine the Jewish tradition. So we only accept from Eidim who are certified Eidim who we know. And then it asks the Shudoshim v'chokim be'edus. So the Lech HaMishnah there asks, the Afon Drish Rechkir and the Eidus invest in interrogating the Eidus and checking to make sure that's true and that the dates that they say are accurate and so on. That's a din d'oraisa in all Eidus. So why does the Rambam say that this is only Hiskinu, that it's a takana? That's the Lech HaMishnah's question. So it could be, based on what we've said, that the halacha of Kiddush HaChodesh is not a halacha of Biru, but it's a specific halacha in the Seder of Kiddush HaChodesh. Therefore, you don't need the halacha of Midiraisa of Drisha V'Chkiru, which is a halacha of Eidus Yiyata Yechol Azima, that the Eidus has to be susceptible to Hazama, because the Eidus of Kiddush HaChodesh is not Eidus of Biru, because even if we found that there is Zomimin, the Chodesh would still be Mekudosh. And therefore here, the general locha that we need Drisha Chkira by Eidus does not apply, and therefore that's what the Ram says, Hiskinu, that this was Rabbonim. Subsequently I found that the Tumim says this in Simon Lamed, this answer on the Lech HaMishnah's Kasha on the Rambam. The Beis HaLevi in Chelek Gimel Sifav also had discussion about this. Now coming back to the Rashi that we posed, the question we posed on Rashi, the Rashi says that the reason you need Gimel, by Kabbalah's Eidus HaChodesh, is because the Kabbalah's Eidus, here by Kiddush HaChodesh is part of the Seder of Kiddush HaChodesh, and it's a specific mitzvah. And it's not simply for the Biro, for proof of what the facts are. But this is part of the Seder of Kiddush HaChodesh. And according to this, we understand Rashi's Lashon, Rashi's Medayken to write, Kabbalah sa'edus mipi ha'edim. Why does that say, Rashi could say, Kabbalah sa'edus. What does it say, mipi ha'edim? Because the halach is that, I mean, obviously, Mekabel edus from the edim. It's because, Rashi is telling you that the maisa Kabbalah of the edim, and edus, the witness's testimony, been fought to the basin, it's part of the Chaloshem Kiddush HaChodesh, it's part of the Seder of Kiddush HaChodesh. Now Rashi comments in Rosh Hashanah on Daf Chav Hei Amid Beis. Rashi Divra Maschul Amai, that Rashi says that we say Lo Teishmi Yedola Miriya by Kiddush HaChodesh. Rashi says Daminan de lo teshmir dol miriya gabi edus achodesh de lo ksiv gabov edus elakazela ve'eva kadesh. So Tosis is bothered by Rashi. Rashi seems to say that this is special locha, that shlo teshmir dol miriya means that if Beis Din itself, Beis Din is convened, and it actually sees what happens, somebody murdered in front of Bezdin, for example, it doesn't have to wait till Edim come and testify that this person killed another person. Bezdin saw it itself. That's Lo Shmia. That which Bezdin hears from witnesses is not more significant than what Bezdin witnesses itself. But so Tosfos asks, why does Rashi say that this halacha of Lo Shmia Gdol Meriah is specifically by Edus HaChodesh? Tosfos asks, Bechinam Dachok. This is the Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah, because we know from the Gemara Bava Kama, the Gemara in HaChoivel, says, if a person killed in front of Bezdin, so Bezdin, based on what it saw, can sentence this person to death. So we know that the locha shol shmir dolomir doesn't apply only in Kiddush HaChodesh, it's applied by Din and Nefashis at all. So why did Rashi say it specifically in this case? But it may be, based on what we've said, that Rashi's telling us that the locha, Rashi knows, based on the Gemara that Tosfos quotes, the shol shmir dolomir, that Bezdin witnesses something itself, that Bezdin can operate on that and paskin based on that. And it's not a unique halacha only to Kiddush HaChodesh. But the reason Rashi mentioned by Kiddush HaChodesh is because generally the halacha Shmir, the Lo Shmir Gdol Meriya is a halacha in Biru. If Bezdin sees it itself, it doesn't need to hear it from Edim. Bezdin knows it independently with what it saw itself. That's a halacha when the whole Edis is based on Biru. But if the halacha here by Kiddush HaChodesh is that the Edis itself is part of the Kiyum of Seder, of Kiddush HaChodesh, so maybe you need Edim. Shmir Gdol Meriah, true, Bezdin has the facts, but here it's not the facts that's required. Here the halacha is the Bezdin has to have Edim and Paskin, the Kiddush HaChodesh based on that, but it's not a halacha Biru. That's why Rashi says that here it's a special halacha to Lo Shmir Gdol Meriah, because it doesn't say Edus, and it says Kazei Le'ei V'Kadesh, as long as Bezdin has the information, either through Edim, or its own Re'ir, that it itself saw the new moon, based on that it can pass to the halacha. But that's what Rashi meant to say, here it's a specific halacha, because normally we wouldn't say it, and we say it only here, because, and as here we it's a special halachish, even though by nefashis we know we would say it, because here it's a loch of biru. But here, since a loch in the Seder of Bezdin and Kiddush, maybe we wouldn't say it. That's what Rashi comes to tell us, that Teloshimei and Dul Meriah applies also by Kiddush HaChodesh.
The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
That Yud Aleph. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Yud Aleph in Beis says, Ton Rabon, Hashloish Dvorim Avernas Hashana. There are three reasons why Bezdin would decide that the year needs to be a leap year and add an extra Aver. Al Ha'aviv, Ve'al Peris Ilun, Ve'al Atkufa. Rashi explains what is the reason of Al Ha'aviv. Rashi says that if the tavua, the grain, is not fully grown, then it would be necessary to add an extra adar. Why is it important that the tavua should be fully grown? So Rashi brings a pshat that says the reason that the grain has to be fully grown is because on Pesach, the second day of Pesach, the carbon omer is brought from the new grain. And the halacha is it has to be brought from the new grain, so therefore if it's not fully grown, we're going to have a problem to bringing the grain on Pesach. Therefore, Rashi says, for that reason, we would add an extra adar. The second reason the Gemara says, I'll pay this to Iwan, because of the fruit of the tree. Why do we need to add an extra month of the year because of the fruits of the tree? So Rashi says if they see that the fruit will not ripen in time for Shavuos, they will add an extra adar. The halacha is that after Shavuos, beginning on Shavuos, is when there's a mitzvah to bring Bikurim, which is the first fruits that ripen, to the Beis HaMikdash. And if they won't be ripe by then there would be a reason to add an extra adar to give the fruits time to become ripe. The third reason the Gemara says Alat Kufa is, the halacha is that Pesach must fall out v'chodesh ha'aviv, in the season of the spring. And how do we know when the season, the spring season starts? So we base it on a mathematical calculation of the times of the seasons, which are called the tkufas. So if the tkufa of Nisan, it will not occur, the tkufa will not start, the spring season, which is tkufas Nisan, will not start before Pesach, it will be necessary to add an extra adar in order so that Pesach will fall out b'chodesh ha'aviv, like the Torah says, Shomer's chodesh ha'aviv v'yisisa Pesach, and that's a requirement that Pesach must fall out b'chodesh ha'aviv. And the Gemara goes on to say that one reason is not enough to be ma'abar d'shana, we need two out of three reasons. And the Gemara has a discussion about maybe tkufa is enough of a reason on its own. Maybe it is, or maybe it's not. Al-Kafanam, these are the reasons that the Gemara says, according to Rashi, why we are ma'abar d'shana and why we add an extra adar. The Rambam, when he brings down this halacha, brings it down slightly differently. The Rambam in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, Perek Dar Halacha Aleph, says, "M'pnei ma mo'sifin chodesh zeh, why do we add an extra month of Adar?" Rashi, this is Dr. Rambam, "M'pnei zman ha'aviv, because of the time of Aviv. Kidei sheyehei ha'pesach ba'isei zman, Pesach should fall out on this time, shenemar, chodesh, shomer is chodesh ha'aviv, sheyehei chodesh zeh b'zman ha'aviv." And the Rambam continues, "Al shloish simonin ma'aber nes hashana," and he brings our Gemara al atkufa al peris ha'ilon. But however, how does the Rambam explain what these three things are, aviv and peris ha'ilon and tkufa? So the Rambam says, if Bezdin figures out that the tkufa will fall out too late, so ma'aber hashana. V'chein, says the Rambam, "Imro Bezdin shadayin lo yigia ha'aviv." If we see that the aviv has not occurred, it's not the springtime yet, and therefore loitzamku ha'peiros shadarka litzmeich v'zman ha'pesach, the peiros did not start growing, or the grain did not start growing, the tefuah. So because of these reasons, we will be ma'abar d'shana and will add an extra adar. It's very clear from the Rambam that the Rambam holds that the reasons the Gemara gives for peiros te'ilon and for Aviv, these are explanations, these are ways to know when, whether the Zman HaAviv has begun or the Zman HaAviv has not begun. That means to say, whereas the Rashi said that Aviv is its own reason, has to do with the Omer, Peres Ilon has to do with Bikurim, has to do with Shavuos, and Tkuva has to do with Pesach, the Rambam says all three of these things are really related, they're really connected. There really is at its core only one reason why Bezdin will add an extra adar, according to this Gemara, and that is because of the rule of Shomer as Chodesh Ha'aviv, because this time of year needs to be Chodesh Ha'aviv. That's the Zman of Pesach, the Zman of Chodesh Ha'aviv. The way we can tell whether it's already springtime or not is by these three things. It's by looking at the peiros, whether they're growing, looking at the grain, whether it started to grow, and looking at the tkufa, at the season, the mathematical calculation for the seasons. Based on these things, that's how we figure out whether it is chodesh ha'aviv, whether it's not chodesh ha'aviv. And if it's not, that we have enough reasons, two out of three, to be ma'aber d'shana, then Bezdin will decide to make a leap year. The Brisker Rav in his Sefer on the Rambam explains that there's a fundamental machloikis over here between Rashi and the Rambam. The opinion of the Rambam, the Brisker Rav explains, is that there's really a, when we talk about the mitzvah to add an extra month to the year, which the Rambam doesn't count it as its own mitzvah, but it's included in the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, to establish the Rosh Chodesh at the proper time. And included in that, the Rambam says that it also includes the mitzvah to add a leap year. So the Rambam holds that there is a mitzvah to add a leap year. When is there a mitzvah? When are we commanded to add this leap year? Says the Brisker Rav, we are commanded to add this leap year in order to ensure that the Chodesh Nisan begins, the time period of the year of Chodesh Nisan is the Chodesh HaAviv. And that is when there is a mitzvah to be Ma'abar d'Shana.
Therefore, says the Rambam, the Gemara over here is explaining different ways how we can figure out when is the Zman HaAviv. In fact, the Biskarov goes further. He says, if you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, the Rambam says that even though the months of the year, as we know, are based on the moon, however, the year itself is not based upon the moon. He says, "Ashanim shanu mechashvin." The way we count years, im shnei achama. Our years are solar years. The months are lunar months, but the years are solar years. Shemar chodesh, shemar es chodesh ha'aviv. Therefore, since there is a commandment, we are commanded that our years should be based on the sun. It should be a solar calendar. Therefore, it is important that the calendar be in sync with the seasons of the year, because the seasons of the year are based upon the sun. Therefore, that is the sole reason, according to the Rambam, why we would have a commandment, we would have a mitzvah to ma'abar the shana. So that is the reason why ma'abar the shana, when the Gemara explains the reasons to be ma'abar the shana, the reasons are all going back to the same idea, the same concept of shomer chodesh ha'aviv, that the year should be a solar year and conform to the seasons. However, Rashi disagrees. The Rishkarov explains that Rashi holds that there is no special and distinct mitzvah that the year should be a solar year. We have different reasons why it's important for specific halachas why Pesach should fall out in the spring. The Torah says that there's a halacha that the Yom Tov of Pesach should be during the spring, and the Yom Tov of Shavuos should fall out when it's the time of bringing the Bikurim. And then on Pesach, it's appropriate to bring the Karban Omer from the new Tvua that grew. Since these are all very specific reasons and not connected to the general concept that the year should be a solar year, so therefore Rashi says these are different reasons that are not connected to each other. In fact, according to the Rashi, it would seem there is no specific mitzvah to make a leap year. The halacha is, the Torah says that if there is a tzorich, if there's a need to be ma'abed shana, so the Sanhedrin has the ability to do that. If the Torah wouldn't have said it, we would be stuck. There would be no way to lengthen the year. We would have to have a 12-month year every year. So the Torah says that Bezdin has the ability and they have permission to add an extra month to the year as they see fit, whatever they like. If there is a pressing need, if there's a tzayruch to be ma'avad shana, then ma'avad shana. But not that there is one overarching and one reason why Bezdin needs to be ma'avad shana, not like the Rambam. Based upon this, Ibn Skarov explains a machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam about a Gemara over here in the Sanhedrin. The Gemara says that it's possible to be ma'abed shana because of gidiyim utlorim. It's possible to be ma'abed shana if we find that the animals are very young, and if we won't be able to bring animals to the Karban Pesach if we're not ma'abed shana. So we add an extra month to the year, kidei, in order so that there will be more time for the animals to grow and get bigger, and that way there will be enough animals, and the animals will be big enough in order to bring them as a Karban Pesach. So the Gemara says that the Vigdim Mitzvah is Oysen Oysen Sa'ad Shana, that we put it together as a reason to be Ma'abar the Shana. This is the Machlokes here. Rashi says that even though we said before that in order to be Ma'abar the Shana you need, there are three different reasons to be Ma'abar the Shana, Peiris and Aviv and Tkufa. So that usually we need two out of three reasons, but if I have one reason, I could take it together with this reason of Gedim Mitzvah, and that's enough, those two together are enough reason to add an extra adam. However, the Rambam in the Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh Perek Dalet Hilchos Zayin says not like that. The Rambam says that there is never a year. You're never allowed to use Gedim Mitzvah as a reason to be Ma'abar the Shana. The only way you can Ma'abar the Shana, there is like the original three reasons the Gemara said. However, once Bezdin is saying that there's a reason to be Ma'abar the Shana anyways, so then we publicize and we say that the Gedim Mitzvah also there's a need to be Ma'abar the Shana because of the Gedim and the Tzloy. So it says Rishkarov, how do we understand this machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam? So we say they go to Shittosan. Rashi holds that the entire reason to be Ma'abar the Shana is only in cases of need. There's no specific reason why you're supposed to be Ma'arav Hashanah. So if there, whatever, for whatever reason, there's a need this year to be Ma'arav Hashanah because of Gdiyim Mitzlaim, so that's another reason we can use that. It's not enough on its own, we have to put it together with another reason, but there will be enough reasons to be Ma'arav Hashanah. However, the Rambam holds that in order to be Ma'arav Hashanah, it needs to be Shomer Chodesh Aviv. You need to have a solar year. If you're going to add an extra Adar, and it's not really, the year is not really, not really, this, it's already the springtime, and you're going to push off Pesach an extra month, that's not really going to be in sync, the calendar will not be in sync with the sun. So therefore the Rambam says, no, the only reason we can have the Shana is when it's necessary according to the solar year. Once we have the Shana, so then we can throw in the reason of Gedim Mitzlom, but it's not enough of a reason to be Ma'aber the Shana on its own. The Maisa, we know that these reasons are only reasons that were used in the time that the Sanhedrin was Mekadesh, the Chodesh. So the question becomes, Bizman Hazeh, how do we decide whether the year should be a leap year or not? So the Rishonim say, the Rambam say, that today we have a cycle. We have a cycle of leap years, and the Rishonim say there's actually a 19-year cycle, and over the course of 19 years, every 19 years, there will always be 7 years which are leap years, and in fact, the actual years that are set aside to be leap years or always stay the same. So in every 19-year cycle, the years that will be leap years will be the third year, the sixth year, the eighth year, 11th, 14th, 17th, and 19th. So all those years will be considered, all those years will always be leap years, and the other years will not be leap years. And based on that, we made a calculation that over the course of 19 years, the solar calendar and the lunar calendars will coincide almost exactly. It will be off by a little bit, but if not, but it's almost exact, so therefore it works out perfectly that over the course of 19 years, they have 7 leap years. So the question is, very nice that we have 7 leap years every 19 years, but what happened to the halacha that in order to be Ma'abed Hashana, you need some rules. It says that in order to be Ma'abed Hashana, you need Aviv, you need Peiris Ha'ilun, and you need Tkufa. So if at anything, the only things we took into account over here when we set up the calendar of Zman Hazeh is the Tkufa. We based it on the mathematical calculations that the solar year and the lunar year equal even out. So then, according to the Tkufa it works out, but according to Aviv and Peiris Ha'ilun, that's not really something that you can determine in advance. That the Chazal were Kaveya thousands of years ago, where this particular year, today, should be a leap year or shouldn't be a leap year, they will have to look, how could they determine that it'll be a leap year without looking at the Aviv or the Peiris Ha'ilun? So if we learn like the Rambam, it's not so difficult. Because the story of the Rambam was that in order to decide whether it's a leap year or not, we have to figure out whether it is the correct season. And that is the only factor that determines whether it should be a leap year or not. In fact, the Biskarov himself says this. The Rambam says that Bizman Hazeh, we have a special Allah from Moshe Sinai to figure out which years are leap years. So the Biskarov says, this is the Rambam Lishitosoi, the Rambam, according to his opinion, that there has to be a certain solar calendar. So the Halacha Moshe Sinai tells us how to fix the Jewish calendar with the solar calendar. Lamaisa, we find a very fascinating Taisus of Rosh over here in Sanhedrin, on Dafid Gimel and Aleph. The Rosh says, V'haidu l'chashirin ho'idna. He says, today, we don't go with all these chashvonos. Lo ilu mitzvah chag, v'lo ilu kul chag, v'ein ma'avrin afilum tipo atkuva achar achag. We don't follow the rules. The Rosh says that if you look at the sugya carefully, that today we don't even follow the rules of exactly when the tkufa has to fall. So the Rosh says we're not worried. Bizman Hazeh says since Bishum Dein Ma'aber, it says that Bizman Hazeh, it's not possible to figure out the Aviv and the Peiris Ha'ilun. First of all, second of all, that most of Klal Yisrael is in Chutz Laaretz. So the Aviv and the Peiris Ha'ilun and Eretz Yisrael don't really make a difference. And third of all, he says the only reason why we care about Aviv and Peiris Ha'ilun is because of the Omer, because of the Bikurim. These are all things which we don't have today. So since we don't have any of these things today, we keep that cannot be considered of the tzorach to be ma'arav the shonim. It's not a tzorach. It's not necessary to be ma'arav the shonim because of peiros ha'ilon, according to Rashi, because we don't have any. There's no necessity of bringing bikurim or bringing the oimer bizman hazeh. Therefore, it says the fact that the chomer misakin, a 19-year cycle, is enough for us to be ma'arav the shonim. It's not necessary to be ma'arav the shonim because of these reasons of other than peiros ha'ilon.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.